that great monster laying up yonder that flipped itself over in Alaska a few days ago, threw its tail up again this morning, along about down around Washington. He could head this way mighty easy. And if the Holy Spirit ever tells me differently, somebody's been asking me that, is it going to happen here, Brother Branham? No, I don't know that. I just don't know. Until I do know, that's the truth. I always want to be honest with you. I do just not go to pursue and take any ideas or some what I believe or something like that. When I tell you, it's going to be, well, he's got to tell me first, and then I'll tell you. I know the whole world's in a shaking condition. We're at the end time. But one thing I've tried to be, as Brother Shakarian was saying this morning, how he used to go through the prayer lines and reach down there and get those cards before the people come up and look at them and see whether I told them what they had wrote out there. They write all kinds of stuff on their prayer cards, you know. And he was going to see if it was right. Instead, out of the hundreds that he had checked, there had never been one wrong. They never will be one wrong, see, because as long as it's God, if I ever project myself into it, then it's wrong right there to begin with. A little girl whose father's sitting listening at me now come to me not long ago. She had a dream. She said, Brother Branham, what does this dream mean? I said, I don't know, sister. I'll have to find out if the Lord will tell me. So I went on and tried to ask the Lord, and he never did tell me. The little girl come back again. She said, well, now, where is the interpretation of my dream? I said, come here, honey, and sit down. I said, your father and mother are very good friends of mine. And they've come all the way from Canada, retired, and sojourn here with me. They believe this, what I'm trying to say. And I've never said anything wrong to anybody willfully in my life. If I think I know what the dream means, but until I see that dream myself, and then he tells me what it means, I can't tell you. See, if I just make up something, there might be a time where you needed me between life and death, and then you wouldn't know whether to believe me or not. If I tell you anything in the name of the Lord, it's truly, that's who told me that. And so far of all these years, throughout the world and around the world, it's never been wrong one time. Because, now you know, a human being can't be that infallible. It takes the Spirit of God to do that. And now I have a message that I'm responsible for. And many times I've been considered amongst the people, well, maybe someone who just didn't sit down and think a minute, that I was an awful person. I didn't like people and I was always cutting them. Well, that's not so. That isn't so. I love people. But, you know, love is corrective. If your little boy was sitting in the street out there and you said, Junior, dear, I don't want you out there, but and the car's buzzing by him, and you brought him in, you run back out again? Well, you should correct him. If you love him, you will. You'll have to. If you've seen a man floating down a river towards a falls in a little boat that you know that boat was going to sink when it hit the falls, would you say, John, you ought to think a while, maybe you might not make it? If I know he's not going to make it, I'm going to almost jerk him out of the boat if I can, because it's love that does that.